Ian, a very, very good morning. What aspect of the future of work are we talking about this morning?
So interestingly, we ran out of time last week, mm-hmm. so we're carrying on collaboration. And I must thank the listeners and everyone for giving me feedback. A lot of people came back and said, let's talk a little bit about the tools, like what collaborative tools yes. can we use. So we're talking a little bit about beyond email. You know, it's kind of like email use is so last century and so last year that people are now using more interactive tools. I think we use WhatsApp, we use Telegram for communicating, but there's a lot of business tools that we use today. And I'd love to hear from the listeners what they use. I've got a few that I want to share, but it would be great to hear what people are using to actually make their work more productive in a collaborative space.
Time is 7:19. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. We're talking to Ian, and we're talking specifically about the tools, collaborative tools. Baruch says that he uses Slack, and he finds that a great tool. I think that is one of the ones that people like to use.
So yeah, Baruch's really onto it there. Slack is actually an interesting tool. It was actually never intended to be an interactive and collaborative tool. It was actually set up by the gaming industry, and it's just evolved into a business tool. But the nice thing about Slack, Howard, is that you actually can integrate it into your other your other applications. So you can integrate it with your email, you can integrate it with your Google Docs, you can really have one central dashboard mm-hmm. where you can communicate through what they call channels. So you create a different channel, and a channel is effectively a topic, and then you post different information into those channels, but you can also post documents, etc., and you can use it as a very neat collaborative tool. So Slack is definitely up there as one of the I wouldn't say it's a replacement for email, but it's certainly something that is becoming far more interactive.
All right, so Lynn is definitely on another level, because she says we use email, WhatsApp, Slack, Confluence. Is Confluence something different?
Yeah, Confluence is something different.
Okay, Jira.
Yeah, Jira is also.
Jira, real-time board drop and Dropbox.
Yep, absolutely.
So, just Lynn?
Lynn's a professional when it comes
right,
to this.
Definitely.
Right? In a different
Lynn's,
league.
Lynn is like master's level.
Absolutely.
Right?
And Howard, I think what's interesting now is it's all the new terminology that's coming out. So if you look at some of the words that Lynn has used there, Dropbox, all the cloud services, people need to have access to information at any time. Just being able to have your document on a memory stick is just not efficient anymore. It sounds ridiculous, but that used to be the real deal. Now we need to have cloud access. We need to have documents at our fingertips. Another word that popped up in Lynn's message there was real time. There's no such thing as I'll get back to you later, and that's important.
And in fact, Baruch said we sometimes even talk to our staff in person.
Yeah, I don't know,
that's radical. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Why talk in person when you've got Slack?
You know, it's quite interesting if you've got a unique environment where people actually talk to each other. No,
never heard of it. We don't encourage that sort of behavior.
It's quite interesting what Baruch's saying is I remember, many years ago, companies tried to stop people from emailing each other internally. Now, clearly that didn't work. The biggest problem is using these tools for the wrong reasons. It's so much more effective having a conversation. So your collaborative tools should be an enabler, not a replacement for a conversation. So it should be there to help. So there's another one I wanted to chat about, which is called Trello.
Yeah, in fact, we've just got a message on that Karen saying as well, a brilliant tool is Trello.
Yeah. So Trello is one that
Can I just stop you there for a second?
Sure, with pleasure.
Because we are already ankle deep into this conversation. And, I can tell you that so many of our listeners are listening and saying, have I tuned into, to Geek Radio?
Okay.
Because I don't even understand what these words are. Effectively, let's just zoom out a little bit, zoom being another one.
Yeah.
But zoom out a little bit and say, and explain what it is that we're actually talking about.
So if we have to take it a step back to the digital era that we find ourselves in, is everybody is looking for more convenient and effective ways to communicate and to collaborate. So all these geek tools and terminologies that you use are innovative applications that have been brought to market, that are now being taken up at an exponential rate by individuals and by organizations to ensure that, or to enable their teams to be more interactive and more efficient and effectively more productive. I think productivity is something that we get caught up in email garbage, to be honest. I don't know about your inboxes, but mine is crammed with stuff I never get to, and quite frankly, stuff I don't really want to get to. But it actually slows you down. So the aim of collaborative
You can, for somebody to send a message on a group informing people versus sending out this massive email and then everybody respond, that does take up a lot more time than if you're on a group, you read it, you note the information, and you carry on.
So that's what a lot of, and it goes a lot with what they call agile development. So agile is another one, and we could probably park that for a separate show. But if we think about it, utilizing tools, and I'll come back to Trello. So Trello, just to explain, it's effectively a style of project management called Kanban boards. And I'll dissect a lot of all of this, all these terminologies. But effectively what it is it's made up of cards that go along. So think about it like backgammon in a way. It's almost like a backgammon game where you try to get all the cards to the end of the board. And the end of the board is completed tasks. So they start.
And as you move it along.
Absolutely.
So as your task is completed,
you move
it along. So that's the beauty of that type of a system. It's not just communication.
No.
But it's actually tracking the development of a project or a negotiation or some form of process. A company like Monday.com, I think, does something similar, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So Monday.com uses the Kanban, philosophy. It's like a philosophy. There's lots of them out there. I just know of Trello, and that's the one that I know a lot of corporates are adopting, because it's first of all it's very light in terms of implementation, and it's easy to use. And the nice thing, collaborating that with quick meetings. So having meetings for the sake of meetings is also a waste of time. So what a lot of companies and organizations do is they incorporate what they call a 15-minute stand-up. It depends on the size of your team, but we're talking about maybe 5 or 6 people. A 10-minute meeting where you literally go through your cards, and you don't go through all of your cards. You only talk about your cards that you've got feedback on or where you need help on, and then they get moved down the track, if you want to call it, and they move in increments of completedness. So you'll start on 25, 50, 75, etc. And the nice thing is that you can There's a lot of organizations that work remotely and work across different time zones. It means that people can be updating 24/7, and I can go in at any time on any device and see the status of somebody else's card. I also get a notification if somebody's allocated something to me. So you don't have to sift through emails to see, oh, is there an action item for me? So all of these tools are meant to help and support, but the important thing to stress is it's not to replace the actual work, or it's not to kind of pass the hot potato to Howard to say, well, I'm not doing it. I'm giving it to Howard, and then it just becomes a cover yourself exercise, which I think is unfortunately what a lot of people have done with emails now, is people just send out an email to say, well, look, I haven't actually done the task, but I've just covered myself. So really the point is using collaborative tools as an enabler not as a replacement.
Right, because in fact that's also a very, very real danger. Yitzhak says, we use Microsoft Teams as part of Office 365. And Steve G says, we use Trello as a sales team tool. It's good, but it's not a replacement for a proper CRM. I actually want to have a conversation another time about CRMs, because I think that's important. And these aren't, I agree with Stephen G, these aren't CRMs. No. These are pure communication tools for teams.
Absolutely. So that's very important to mention and reiterate what Steve's saying, is that we're talking more about team collaboration. This is more for internal teams. This is certainly not something that you would be using with your customers.
Right.
And just touch back on the Microsoft Teams. The interesting thing about Microsoft Teams is, from what I can understand, that's actually what Skype is evolving into. So Skype is slowly becoming Microsoft Teams, because Microsoft owns Skype.
And if Skype doesn't evolve into something, I think it just becomes, it just becomes is a telephone service.
Yeah. And if you actually use Microsoft Teams, which I haven't, I've used it once or twice, you actually see a lot of similarities with Skype. Right.
I'm chatting to Ian Basrobi. We're talking about collaboration tools. We're talking about ways in which teams communicate. And, of course, on a family level, on a school level, we often see WhatsApp groups. I think that's almost the most basic of these teams. And I think there's nothing wrong with them. I happen to think that WhatsApp groups are very, very powerful, even if they can kill you, provided you observe certain rules. So I think it is important on these major WhatsApp groups that people respect the behavior of the group. Now, there's no point in putting out all the rules, but I think that people need to use their own, wisdom, intelligence, and if you do see that when you're in a group that you're starting to have a one-on-one conversation with somebody, then take it offline. And I think that's a very, very important thing. One of the things that absolutely destroys these WhatsApp groups is that type of conversation. We're going to continue this in a short while, just after news headlines and sports with Louis Karpus. We'll be back and continue talking to Ian Basrobi about collaborative tools. Joining me in studio, Ian Basrobi, we're talking about communication tools. So Ian, let me ask you this question. Let's assume that until now, my company has been communicating with emails, with basic WhatsApp, and we're looking for something a little bit more sophisticated, something that, that can create different groups in a more efficient way. So we don't have legacy issues. We're not working with Slack or Trello or any of them at the moment. What do you recommend is the most efficient one to start?
For me, Howard, the most important thing is to make sure that whatever you're using is accessible by as many of your team as possible. Now, we know that not everybody is a fan of Apple, and not everybody is a fan of Samsung, and not everybody's a fan of iOS or Windows or whatever the platform may be. So you need to find a solution that is cross-platform. The second thing I would say is you need to look at a solution that is cloud-based. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be, it cannot have the potential that it could be isolated or it could be downtime and that. So you need to look at, first and foremost, looking at the tools that would give all your staff access, all the staff that need to have access. And that's why when you look at the Slacks of the world and the Trellos and all of that, they all have that capability, because they know they're not going to dominate on one platform. They need to be cross-platform. The second thing is, I would also not, going back to Lynn's message earlier, Lynn has got a barrage, but no doubt Lynn works for a very large organization. Don't try and overload people with too much technology, because then it just becomes geek talk and it becomes information overload, and then people abuse it. So what I would say is, before you even start going into the Trellos and to the Slacks and that, start to collaborate on your documents. So for example, whether it be Google Docs or using something like Share. Microsoft has, I don't recall the name, but Microsoft, you can share documents. Start to collaborate that way. Instead of everybody having their say in a document, let everybody start to collaborate around documentation, because that's a starting point to actually have real-time interaction where people don't have to say, okay, Howard, I've done my stuff. I'm emailing it to you. Please email it to Zanati afterwards. That for me is a starting point. Make sure that you collaborate around documentation and try and avoid inundating people's inboxes.
Yeah. So the main thing is around this is real-time communication.
Absolutely.
It is keeping people in the loop and doing it in a way that takes as little time from their day as possible.
Absolutely. It's got to be convenient on both parts. So for me as an individual, if I get a notification to say, Ian, you've got 3 documents that require your input, I know that that's what I have to do and focus today. It holds me accountable and responsible is because everybody, you can have hundreds of people collaborating on a document and everybody knows that Ian's got 3 things to do. So it holds people accountable. People can't use excuses and other reasons for why they didn't get to the document. So it's about convenience on all sides for everyone.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. Next time we're going to talk CRM solutions.
Sounds good.
And talk about which is the most efficient way to track your relationship with your customers and not necessarily only with your staff. It is 7:43. Ian Bassarabi, we're talking the future of work as we always do at this time. Fascinating conversation, Ian. Thank you.